Tuesday, February 13, 1945. It's about 10 in the evening when the first British warplanes reach Dresden. Minutes later, bombs start to rain down on the city. Many people take cover in the basements of their houses. There are hardly any air raid shelters that offer protection. The first raid is over after some 25 minutes. But 3 hours later, over 500 British bombers launch a second wave of attacks. By that time, many people are outside to take stock of the destruction. Many are then killed by the huge firestorm that sweeps through the city. Grete Paluca, a famous dancer, later remembered the tragedy.
Das habe ich also nun ganz schlimm durchgemacht. Ich wohne mitten in der Stadt und das sind ja also im Haus.
It was terrible. I lived in the middle of the city and almost all the people who lived in the same house as me died. We were in the basement, around 63 people, and I said to myself, we'll die because we don't have a proper air raid shelter. So I ran outside into the fire and jumped over a wall. A young girl was with me. We were the only ones who managed to escape. I experienced terrible things back then, and it took me 2 years to get over it.
Some 25,000 people are killed in the attacks. Virtually all the buildings in the city center are destroyed. Famous landmarks such as the Frauenkirche or Church of Our Lady, the Zwinger Palace and the Opera House lie in ruins. The Nazi propaganda machine quickly swings into action. It puts the death toll of the attack at 200,000, a figure that is greatly exaggerated. The state-controlled media accuses the British and Americans of cruelty. But it doesn't mention that Germany, which started the war, has carried out similar attacks on British cities like Coventry and London. Rolf Müller was the chairman of an independent commission of historians that later studied the Dresden attacks.
The Germans were attacking London with thousands of rockets and bombs around the same time that Dresden was bombarded. So the attacks on Dresden were a reaction to the German decision to fight this war until the very end. And the Allies thought that it was legitimate to take out Dresden in order to end this terrible war.
Dresden was of strategic importance to the German army. It had been declared a fortress city a few weeks before the attacks. It was meant to play a pivotal role in stopping an offensive by the Soviet Red Army aimed at capturing the capital Berlin and toppling Germany's Nazi government. Rolf Müller again.
The German army had started to transfer troops from the western part of the country to the east. They were transported by train, and Dresden was an important hub. This rail transport needed to be stopped. And the Allies had promised the Soviet Union that they would support the offensive against Germany by bombarding important infrastructure.
Today, the bells of the Frauenkirche are ringing again. Its dome is once more an important landmark of Dresden's skyline. The church was rebuilt from 1994 to 2005. And the new Frauenkirche is a symbol of reconciliation. The cross on top was financed by British donations. It was made by a British silversmith whose father took part in the aerial bombardment. Representatives of Coventry in the UK donated a cross made of nails taken from their own cathedral. That cathedral, and large parts of Coventry, were destroyed by German bombers in 1940. Over the years, memorial ceremonies at Dresden have been attended by representatives from countries that suffered from German attacks during the war. In 2015, on the 70th anniversary of the Dresden bombings, Germany's then president Joachim Gauck paid tribute to them.
Und so freuen wir uns, heute hier in der Frauenkirche auch Gäste aus Großbritannien, aus Polen, aus Russland.
We are delighted to welcome guests to the Frauenkirche today from the United Kingdom, Poland, Russia, and many other countries of the world. We're profoundly grateful and very happy that you're here. We feel ourselves united in remembrance, a remembrance which focuses on the victims and our recognition of their suffering, whether it be in London or Warsaw, Leningrad, Dresden or Wroclaw. We do not forget, and together we come together to concentrate our thoughts and emotions on the fate of all victims.
Some right-wing groups in Germany still use the Dresden raids to deflect attention away from the country's war crimes. But many people in Dresden will commemorate this year's anniversary in the hope that war never returns to their city. Daniel Peltz, DW.